She's helped parents do it better since her days at New York One. Now, she helps you hack the parenting code, one tip at a time. Shelley Goldberg and the Parenting Express, exclusively on Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. And, of course, on Wednesdays, we take a pause from the headline news to focus on becoming a little bit better parents in this journey called life. And Shelley Goldberg is back with us, formerly of New York One, as their parenting reporter. I always appreciate her time and interest. And, Shelley, you've helped me so much. But I feel like I'm going to have to go hide in the corner on today's topic because I have a feeling this is going to be really personally very convicting here. So lay it on us.
Okay, Kevin, look, we're still in the middle of this pandemic, and I think for a lot of families, we've lost our sense of time. We've reordered time. We've restructured it. You know, we look at time differently because we've had to. We're working from home. The kids have been home. So time has come to mean a lot of us. And in some ways, we're wasting time because we don't have a handle on it. And we really need to get a grip on this because time not only gives our life structure, it's the most important thing in our lives because it's the one thing, as we all know, we're never going to be able to get back. So I don't know about you and your kids, but I found this great article to reference it for your listeners. It's markandangel.com, MarkAndAngel, markandangel.com. And they're like the Tony Robbins motivational speakers for parents.
Okay.
So they do great stuff. So here are some on how you and your kids can stop wasting time on frivolous things or things that are really not going to give you the quality life that we're all looking for. Number one, this is you don't want to waste your time and your kids' time on distractions. So you don't want to be looking at Facebook 3,000 times. That's the kind of thing that's going to keep you from more special moments with your family, with your friends, with the things that really matter and are really important to you. Don't waste your time on compulsive busyness. That means we can all at the end of the day appear to be very busy and think that we got a lot of things done, but still needs to take quiet alone time every day and to reflect, to recharge, to think, to feel, and really clarify where the heck our lives are going. So sometimes people get lost in compulsive busyness because it makes them feel better and keeps
right.
you with you, and then at the end of the day, you really haven't accomplished what you wanted. Three, don't waste time on negative thinking about our current situation. Everything that's going on politically, with COVID, with the schools, it's action. You want to focus on solving the problem, because when you're solving the problem, that taps into creative thinking. And if you're creatively thinking, it's not negative thinking. So for both you and your kids, try and focus on solving the problem, not just getting lost in the negative thoughts. Four, you don't want to waste time on needless drama. You want to get the people out of your lives that bring you that drama, unless they're relatives, and you want to teach your kids to stay away from people that drain them because there's drama everywhere they turn. All right, some other things. Time on thinking about who you were, what your life was like in the past, what you had before COVID, because life is change. It's guaranteed. Everything in life changes, and that's one of the most important things we can teach our kids. So if we're resistant to it, we're teaching our kids to be resistant to change as well, and that's not going to help them in life. They have to flow with change. And by the way, as I'm going through this, Kevin, I can't wait to hear how this works in your house, right? don't waste your time on thinking the perfect time will never come because you can't wait for perfection. Don't waste your time on doubting or second-guessing yourself. I would at least take a baby step, a small step, because that can be the game changer. And I love this last one. Don't waste time on Band-Aids and temporary fixes, because if you can't face or confront what the problem is, it's going to interfere with the long-term happiness. So really, you want to face something that's a difficulty or a problem head on. Don't waste time with the Band-Aids and temporary fixes. So, Kevin, I can't wait. How does this translate to your family?
It does, because I think we're guilty on all fronts. At least I am. I'm not going to throw anybody else under the bus. When you're talking about don't think negatively about your current circumstance, that's really difficult to do. And part of the reason is because we as a family...
Don't linger on.
Right. Well, we as a family haven't had the capability to do what a lot of our friends have done. We've seen a lot of people like up and relocate like to Florida until the pandemic's going to be done. And then they'll think about coming back. Some of them aren't coming back, by the way. But we haven't had that that capability. So they're sitting, you know, we sit and go, well, you know, they don't wear masks in Florida and we still have to wear masks everywhere here. And they have school, you know, 8 to 3 down there. And we're kind of constantly inundated with all the stuff that can't be done here. And that is hard to think about solutions. So this is something that I'm going to take this list and I'm going to really, try to pay attention to it over the next week and see if I can't improve my own mental acuity from it, because that's the struggle that I find myself in on a lot of this stuff. The needless drama, not the past, but the you know, that life changes. We got to deal with those change. Don't concentrate on perfection. Look, everything is very imperfect right now, and we've got to figure out a way to survive the temporary so that we can get to that long-term betterment. But this is, like I said, very convicting. I've got a lot of work to do on today's lesson.
Okay, well, here's another one, Kevin, for you, all right? So that the fear of making some changes in your household doesn't hold you back. Kevin, don't waste your time on all the fears that are holding you back, because fear is a feeling. It's not a fact. And the best way to gain strength and self-confidence is, you know what it is, do what you're afraid of doing.
That's true. Action. That's true. That's true. Taking action, so solving the problem, thinking about solving the problem instead of there. But this is good stuff. Now,
if you all sit around together, you know, as a family, looking at this more seriously and address the fact that this is all very difficult and really a very difficult situation, and maybe get older kids in your family, what are some creative ideas, or what do they think might be a way of problem solving? You know, make a list. Well,
yeah, I like that. I like the family conference table where we all sit around and contribute to the ideas. And we're good. We're a good family at that. We like doing that as a group. So I will. I don't often always take your lists and work hard on them, but I'm going to do that this week for sure. Shelley, thank you for all your help. Always appreciate it.
Thank you, Kevin.
Kevin McCullough coming right back. Don't go away.